Space Mountains in our other parks have proven to be incredibly popular from their beginning to even to this day. They're the most popular of all of our attractions. However, this one's going to even be more popular because it goes faster, has more unique features to it. It has the onboard sound, the catapult launch, the ability to walk through the mountain. All of these elements are improvements, and improvements that we felt very, very strongly about several years ago when we started designing this, because we knew that we had to get ready for the 21st century and we had to create the greatest and latest technology. Every 36 seconds, we're going to see this cannon recoil with a big boom and smoke come out, and you'll see this train get fired up the side of the mountain. After you've been launched, you'll actually travel all through this space environment. Then you will go through what is called a loop or a sidewinder. You actually come out of that, go flying through this asteroid field, and then we'll encounter this corkscrew that we go through. So we go upside down twice there, and then the final element is we go upside down again in the just before the reentry, where we actually come into what is called a tongue, where the ride comes upside down and then goes flying into the reentry scene. Well, the inspiration actually came from the story of Jules Verne's De la Terre à la Lune, From the Earth to the Moon. And in that story, the key part of that was that the journey to the moon actually started by launching a train from a cannon, this enormous cannon. And the key to that was it was like a whole new inspiration as to how to launch a vehicle from the Earth to the moon. They very clearly demonstrated how man could travel into outer space to the moon, and the last show was called Mars and Beyond. The shows were so popular that after they had shown on the evening, the Sunday evening, that President Dwight Eisenhower showed it to his scientists, and from that point, it really launched us quite significantly into the Man in Space program.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
The interesting thing about Jules Verne's inspiration in dreams and storytelling was that he inspired an awful lot of other visionaries and writers to actually write about other journeys into space. What Walt Disney did is he created a vision that actually launched a real space program. What Space Mountain is going to do is put the guests into an experience that they have never been in before. Walt Disney was a visionary in his own right. In the mid-50s, he created three television shows called Man in Space, which actually portrayed a contemporary version of a trip from the Earth to the Moon.
One of the popular attractions here is our simulated rocket trip around the Moon. After entering the Disneyland spaceport, visitors may experience the thrills that space travelers of the future will encounter when rocket trips to the Moon become a daily routine. However, scientists tell us that it'll be many years before space travel becomes a reality.